Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline at USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here, not only today, but all week. September 4th through 6th at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. It will be the King of Trios for Chikara. And all this week, we're going to be joined by Chikara guests to talk about King of Trios and everything else. Kevin Condren is going to be on the show today, about 40 minutes from now, talking King of Trios and more. Obviously, for the first 40 minutes, the main topic, SummerSlam, last night. Second straight day at the Barclays Center. Third is coming up tonight for Raw. Three straight sellouts in New York City. This has almost never happened in history, anywhere. Very, very impressive from WWE. Obviously, they had the NXT TakeOver special on Saturday night, SummerSlam last night, and Raw tonight. Undertaker, I guess, beating Brock Lesnar in the main event via submission. They did a very interesting screwjob finish. Brock Lesnar had Undertaker in a Kimura, and of course, when you're applying a Kimura, your shoulders are down. And as the referee flew over to count the shoulders, Brock lifted a shoulder, at which point on the opposite side of the referee, the Undertaker tapped out. And the referee didn't see it, but the timekeeper saw it, and so the timekeeper called for the bell. The referee said, "I did not ring the bell. I don't know what's going on. What's happening?" And as the ref is distracted, the Undertaker gave Brock Lesnar a low blow, put him in the Gogoplata. Brock Lesnar refused to submit, but he passed out. And so Brock Lesnar got a win and a loss, both in the same night. And that, of course, will be the main storyline on Raw this evening. There is no Undertaker tonight. He flew home. But Brock Lesnar is there, and I believe Sting is there as well. We're going to talk all about SummerSlam, Raw, and more coming up after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Introducing Centrum Multi Gummies, a complete new gummy multivitamin bursting with natural fruit flavors and 100% or more of vitamins B12, D, and D. Support the most important parts of you with Centrum Multi Gummies and see gummies in a whole new light. New at Walmart for a low price every day.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side by side, stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with the Big King, Big Fish, or Original Chicken Sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. SummerSlam is in the books, and the odds makers had it right up and down the show. A lot of very, very interesting finishes. Seth Rollins did, in fact, beat John Cena. Another screw job, I might add, by the way. Ref bump, and John Stewart ran in and hit John Cena with a chair. Yes, John Stewart hit John Cena with a chair, and then Seth gave Cena a pedigree onto the chair and pinned him. So Seth Rollins, for those of you keeping track, is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He is the WWE United States Champion. He is the official linear champion of the world, and he also gets a statue. All last night at SummerSlam. Undertaker beat Brock Heyman. We talked about that in the opener. And those are really the two big matches. The rest of the show
is... Did you just say Brock Heyman?
Did I say that? Brock Lesnar?
I think you did.
Well, you know, they're... It's like, you know, Brad Jelena. What do they call it? Who cares?
Brad Jelena?
What'd you think of this show?
I hope this makes sense. The whole of the show... was greater than the sum of its parts. Like, it was a really enjoyable show. It was long. It was a good show. But, like, you know, if I want to put any thought into the main event, I have, and maybe the casual wrestling fan doesn't do this. And, in fact, they don't do this. They have not damaged anything as far as the casual wrestling fan goes. They haven't damaged anything, truly. As far as WrestleMania goes with these two guys facing back off against each other. But, you know, if you look at it with a critical eye,
I called that, by the way.
Well, yeah, the Undertaker comes out of it looking kind of weak. You know, Brock, you've beaten Brock, which now means they're even. Now you can't use Brock. And yes, you can still use Brock to advance someone else, you know, when it gets down to it. But you've lost that thing where he ends the streak and then somebody else should get the rub from Brock for that. And say you've just traded off with The Undertaker, which is just going to lead to another match between the two. And in the grand scheme of things, that's not bad. But if you look at it with a critical eye, it's like, that's no good. Seth Rollins was amazing.
Let's talk about Brock first before we go to Seth Rollins.
Okay.
Are you telling me that you think that Brock Lesnar was hurt at all by this finish?
No. In the grand scheme of things, no. But if you're looking at this with like a critical eye, at least to me, it's like this, you know, we have to look at things in hindsight sometimes. And The Undertaker coming back against Bray Wyatt, and then they decide they want to do a match between these two now. And I don't know if they... God knows with WWE, it's like, what's the long-term plan? Did you know this was going to be the case? Because, I mean, it's not like The Undertaker came out of this. So he comes out of it with a win. I'm not really enthralled with the story of these two, and I'm not really invested in it. And I guess most people are. The casual fan probably is. So it doesn't matter to them, but it's hard for me to sit back and not poke holes in this whole thing and suspend my disbelief. The match was very good. As far as that goes, it was very good. But as far as the result goes and the story being told, I just don't like it.
You know, I would not have done this. I mean, all last week we talked about potential finishes, and my whole thing was, you've got to do a if you're going to do a three-match series, then Brock wins the first two. Undertaker has a mountain to climb. He can't beat this man. And finally, at the end of the day, in Dallas, in his hometown, so to speak, he wins. He finally achieves. And clearly...
Or he loses and that's it. The bell tolls for him, but he's in the Hall of Fame that year, too. I mean, I wouldn't do that. I would do
losing.
It your way. I know, but I would do it your way. But you're exactly right. That second one had to go to Brock.
Okay, he's not winning. He's not losing three straight. So
no.
My idea was, you lose two in a row, you put your career on the line, you win at Mania, it's a happy ending, who cares, you're not killing Brock Lesnar by having Undertaker win his retirement match. That's not what Vince wanted to do. Apparently Vince's idea is, Brock won the first one, Undertaker's got to win the second one, and then they go to WrestleMania for the third one. Which makes me think that in Vince's mind, if Undertaker is retiring, he should lose that match. Which is kind of weird because that's two WrestleMania losses for Undertaker. It doesn't really matter after the first one, but it's kind of weird. And so if you're going to do the three matches and you've got to go 1-1, I thought, you know what? They did the best finish possible. Yes, Undertaker kind of looks a little bit weak because he tapped out. But you know what? If you take away the fan reactions to the Undertaker, this dude has been a heel since the moment he came back. One low blow after another, he cheats repeatedly, and he tapped out. That's what heels do. So
he's turning back into Booger Red.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I know a lot of people hated that finish. And again, I would not have booked that finish. But with what Vince has in mind, there's a lot of worse things you could have done here.
I think at this point, your best case scenario with this is Undertaker, Brock wins again. Brock wins again, and The Undertaker goes off into the sunset. I mean, that's, to me, the only way you can save this. I know it's a great story, and it's great for history, and it would probably be great as far as most fans go if The Undertaker stands over Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, you know, finally conquering him and avenging that loss. But I think it would have far more impact if Undertaker were to lose and Brock Lesnar were to keep, you know, as much of it as he possibly can, and then lose down the line to a Rollins, a you know, whoever it's going to be, no matter who it is. It just seems to be either Reigns or Rollins, one of those two guys down the line, you know, that, and then it really means something and you get as much of a rub as you could, which was, I would assume was the intention of Brock defeating him in the first place anyway, was to give it to somebody else.
I don't want to get on John here on Twitter, but he says, basically, I'm trying to go back to the very beginning of the one here. He says, I watched with casuals. They absolutely hated the ending with a passion. One even said they'd stop watching wrestling. The whole thing reminds me of Dave's comments on the Diva Revolution, how they're trying to serve all masters, where both Undertaker and Brock both looked, I'll just say, terrible by the finish. Listen, everybody. We've all been watching wrestling for a long time. A match where both guys look terrible at the finish is... In fact, it took place last night. Charles Oliveira and Max Holloway. The match went 1.5 minutes. Charles Oliveira got hurt, and Max Holloway celebrated like he'd won something. This did nothing for either guy. That is an example of a finish where nobody got over. Last night's match with Brock Lesnar and Undertaker, I know that in people's minds they won an epic battle where one man decisively beat the other, but trust me, Brock Lesnar is going to come out tonight on Raw, and he's going to be a conquering god to these people. Undertaker is going to disappear for a while. He's going to come back in 4 months. He is going to be a conquering god. This is not a finish that made both guys look bad. This is not a finish that hurt either man. You can argue all you want that it is, but trust me, it's not. They're
fine. You know
what
you do with those matches between Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker anyway? You turn them into video packages, and you run those video packages, and you do them, and they're aesthetically absolutely amazing pieces of mini cinema that WWE puts out. And then that's all anybody remembers. When Lore, you know, unless you go back and watch on the WWE Network, what tends to for most people to remember now seems to not be the match, but be the highlights of the match. And they remember promos and key points and things like that. But sometimes they don't remember the whole match.
Hey, think about this.
And they remember the aura that goes around it. And when it comes to Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker, at the end of the day, that's probably when it comes to the fans that matter, you know, probably the most to WWE. That's all that's going to matter. That's all they're going to remember.
And this person says, is this really your defense that it could have been worse? Yes. There's 100 finishes they could have done that would have been worse. So, yes, that's my defense. Listen, you want to know...
Bert Whitmire laying you out.
You want to know finish that made both guys look bad? Believe it or not, it was actually the first match they had, not the second one. Because the match was really, really bad, and Undertaker lost, which made everybody furious. They were furious that they had done this finish. They didn't care that Brock beat him. They were mad at the finish. Undertaker didn't look good. That was a match where both guys should have looked bad. But they did such a great job in the follow-up that is a legendary match now. Legendary! And it will only grow with time. I got more to say about this after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Let me say more here before we get going, everybody.
I don't know if we're having good times.
Oh, I am. You know how they say, some people say, wins and losses don't matter. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. In many cases in WWE, it is true, wins and losses do not matter. The Undertaker streak, people are still angry about it to this day. And the Undertaker streak was something from everybody's childhood and as they were growing up, that breaking the streak at WrestleMania, I voted against it vehemently that the streak should ever end. Vince McMahon had different ideas. He ended the streak. And this could have been one of the biggest misfires in the history of wrestling because people were so angry that the decision was made to end the streak. However, there is a man who single-handedly, I would say, made this into a legendary finish and a legendary match, and that man is Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman, that term, wins and losses do not matter. Paul Heyman went out there and he made that loss matter. He has been harping on that loss now for 17 months or whatever it is. He has made it into one of the most legendary, it is one of the most legendary finishes of all time, and it will only grow with time, as I noted earlier. Now, if you look at the finish of Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, that was a finish derived from mixed martial arts. The referee's out of position, he didn't see a tap, there was a submission, it was straight out of UFC. How many people on the creative team do you think watch UFC and would have come up with a finish like that? I don't know if Paul Heyman came up with that finish, but that is a Paul Heyman finish to me. Now, whether he did or not, Paul Heyman has been all over Twitter today, flipping his lid over that finish last night, in storyline, obviously. Paul Heyman is going to come on television tonight, and listen to me, this is going to be a classic interview on the program here tonight. Paul Heyman, no matter what you thought of this finish, Paul Heyman is going to go in there and he is going to get it over. So as much as people were complaining about it, I've seen a million finishes, decisions, etc., that on the night that they took place, everybody thought it sucked. And as time has gone on, they've made it work. And I firmly believe that is going to be the case with this finish at SummerSlam.
Well, I mean, this finish could have been a lot dumber, and they'd still make it work because it's Brock Lesnar, it's Paul Heyman, it's The Undertaker. I mean, there's almost I don't know exactly what you'd have to do to turn people against it completely, but it would take a miracle of negative proportions, epic proportions to do that. That doesn't mean it wasn't stupid. I mean, I understand what you're saying from the MMA point of view. You're exactly right. The Steve Mazzagatti thing, you know, is the easiest, you know, throw in for the ref being out of position. But now we've established, or when had it ever been established before, that the timekeeper is on equal footing with the referee and he's got referee powers to call the Undertaker's tap out when we see that. You know, we've seen that a million times. A guy tapping, the ref doesn't see it, or the guy grabbing the ropes and the ref doesn't see it. So it's still stupid. And it's still also, I mean, why do we need 50-50 booking with The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar? And who knows, we have to wait how this plays out because maybe they have a long-term story. But it seems so obvious that The Undertaker, okay, you lose and you need a way to get Brock back into the ring. And you put up your career for it, and you have that happen at WrestleMania with a win. But we'll have to see how it plays out. No matter what happens, it's going to be probably, it may not be perfect, but it'll still probably end up pretty great because of the people that are involved. But it doesn't make this any dumber.
John here is also stating that as a fan, he wants a satisfying ending now and not 6 months down the road. But listen, it's a story. If this is a three-match story, and this is match two of three, you cannot have a satisfying ending now because that kills a third match. That's the whole idea of telling a story. You've got to build towards the big conclusion. And listen, if
and
anybody
then,
thinks...
And then you get your big happy ending.
If anybody thinks that if they do a third match at WrestleMania this year, and especially if it's Undertaker's retirement, if anybody thinks you're not going to get a clean, decisive finish in that match, think again, because you're going to. We also have Ryan here, and this I've seen this all over the internet today. He says, this is Ryan, obviously, from Cumberland. There's only one Ryan here on the show. Why did Take fall to the ground after the match with Lesnar? Did he have to go to the ER again? Everybody listen to me. Undertaker's been doing this for a long, long, long time.
Mm-hmm. He is a professional.
Professional.
I remember in 1999, I went to a WCW show here in Seattle. And on the show, Hulk Hogan supposedly injured his knee. And in real life, Hulk Hogan did not have a knee injury. But in storyline, he'd injured his knee. And me and a couple of guys were meeting up with one of the wrestlers after the show. This was not like in the hotel lobby. This was out in the back where only the wrestlers parked. There were no fans around. There were no even other wrestlers around. It was like five of us and nobody as far as the eye can see. And there was a, I don't know if it was a hotel or what it was, but there was some building. And if you remember the famous shot, the hilarious Nitro shot, where Hulk Hogan looks out, and about 3 miles away, there's a building, and there's one tiny little man on top of the building. And Hulk Hogan, who normally wears glasses, by the way, somehow is able to say, "It's the wall, brother!" And you're like, how did he know there was anybody on this building, much less the wall? Well, anyway, about that far away, there's two men on the building. One of the men is Hulk Hogan, and I think the other guy might have been Jimmy Hart. But the point of this is, Hulk Hogan, in front of nobody except God, is limping his way into the building. Because Hulk Hogan is a professional. And I'm sure in Hulk Hogan's mind he thought, my God, there may be a fan within 50 miles of where I am right now, so I'm going to limp my way into the building. He didn't have a bad knee because he's a professional. Undertaker is fine. I'm sure he was banged up. This was not like WrestleMania where they took him to the hospital and he was there for hours and discharged the next day. Undertaker went back. He put all his stuff on, went to the hotel, and he flew home. So he's fine. But at the end of the day, he's a professional and he was selling. We need more of that in wrestling.
Obviously, he was right to do so because you saw him and now are able to tell this story that many years later. So there you go.
There you go. Hey, the New Day won the tag titles.
They did?
Oh, I cut you off earlier, by the way, with your Seth Rollins, John Cena.
No, I just, commentary. Again, Seth Rollins, which also, once again, does not get a clean victory. And this was an interesting way to end this match. I'm happy. I'm happy with the result. And he was absolutely amazing in this match. I mean, just the athleticism Saturday of Apollo Crews, debuting on NXT. Even though that match went on for way too long, and a guy like Seth Rollins on the main roster, it's absolutely amazing what he was able to do. And he was dressed like the New Day, so he had that going for him too in the white and gold. But it was an absolutely awesome performance by him. But again, he doesn't get a clean win here. And I wonder how much that's going to play into, he doesn't get clean wins. He very rarely does. Or if he does get technically a clean win, it came from sneaky means to go ahead and do so. And I'm interested to see where they go forward with him. I'm interested to see if they're going to continue on with Cena and Rollins, which I assume that they will. If they're not going to get rid of the United States Championship, which I doesn't seem like they're going to, even
well,
though they probably
the
should.
The WWE website, they've removed the United States title from the list of championships, interestingly enough.
Well, there you go. If that's the case, then good. And he can go out tonight. He can trade it in for
his
new
statue. I'm not saying
it's
gone. I'm just saying this is what they did.
Okay, but yeah, but if that's the direction they decide to go, great. If they decide to go ahead and keep the title, John Cena can get a clean win over Seth Rollins and beat him, but only beat him for the U.S. title. And that could come at a time where there's no interference and Rollins has to do it on his own, which could play into something with Seth Rollins later on down the line. I don't know how far we are away from babyface Seth Rollins. He's so great as a heel. He's so slimy. Even when he kind of screws up his lines, he's always able to cover it. He's amazing inside the ring. He's great at being slimy. With that said, he's also could be a big baby face. And once again, Roman Reigns wasn't booed out of the building last night. But to me, you got to go one direction or another with Roman Reigns. You got to push him and he's got to have a John Cena type of push. And he's got to have a John Cena type of attitude where nothing can get to him. And he's going to smile and just be out there looking good with blonde hair and blue eyes and all that stuff. And a full head of white teeth, and everybody loves him, even if they're booing him.
A head of white teeth. That's terrifying.
Or he's got to be the biggest heel out there. And the way this thing is going, as we are, you know, it's we still got a long way to go before WrestleMania and everything. You never know what could happen, but I'm starting to fall into the side of if you're going to get Roman Reigns over as big as you possibly can, he's got to kill Dean Ambrose. He's got to be a full-bore heel. He's got to be a complete prick. He's got to be everything that you hate about a heel in every possible way, and then that's how you're really going to get this guy over. And if you choose to make him a babyface after that success, well, then you can go ahead and do it. But if you're going to do that, he's got to be number one with no peers, which means Seth Rollins, to me, would have to flip over to the babyface side.
By the way, Sting is looking to be at Raw tonight. They flew him back out there. This doesn't really... I mean, I expect him to be there, but he was also booked and on posters for SummerSlam, and Vince changed his mind, so anything can happen. But he's expected to be there tonight, and a big angle setting up a match at WrestleMania is also expected to take place. We'll see what happens tonight. Back in a moment with Kevin Condren of Chikara and more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rebel.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give your fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary, or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rebel.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop through your iOS, Android app, or through your mobile browser. So blitz the booth this football season and go to Rebel.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Chikara, King of Trios Weekend, September 4 through 6 at, of all places, the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. My kind of building. More info, of course, at ChikaraPro.com. Kevin Condren is our guest here on the show today, leader of the Battleborn team in King of Trios. And Kevin, how you doing today?
Well, I'm all right. You forgot that it's Killer Kevin Condren.
Killer Kevin Condren. That is correct.
Yeah, Killer. Yeah, and it's Kevin Condren presents Battleborn.
Killer Kevin Condren presents Battleborn.
Now, Kevin, are you Killer? Are you sure? Now, should I call you Killer or should I call you Mr. Condren? What would you prefer?
I like Killer. It makes me feel like a big man, but you can call me whatever you like at this point.
Hey, you know,
all right, Killer. I was looking on Twitter here today, and you seemed like really fired up coming into this show. You were really had some sort of axe to grind and some things to say.
Well, I am fired up, and I'm glad you asked what to call me, because I'll tell you what not to call me. Do not call me Snowflake.
That's Snowflake.
That I've heard all season. That's been something I've heard actually my entire career, the entire time I've been training at Chikara, whether it was Eddie Kingston or Icarus, any of them. All ever called me a snowflake, and they've used it to kind of make me feel small, make me feel weak.
Wow. Are you sure they're not saying it because, like, snowflakes are unique? I mean, or do you think they really mean this in a malicious way?
Well, you know, initially I thought that that's how they meant it, but, you know, once Eddie Kingston started pushing me around and bullying me, well, I kind of realized it was made to make, you know, to make me feel like I wasn't anything special, and it was kind of like a mocking thing, you know? But
Brian does that to me. I know what you mean.
And this is exciting for me because Eddie Kingston is on the show, I believe, tomorrow. And so maybe I can clear some of this up. Why Snowflake? That's not nice.
No, it's not nice. Eddie Kingston is convinced that I think I'm special and that I deserve special treatment. In reality, I believe that professional wrestlers deserve special treatment. I'm not, you know, I'm not picking out just one person. But he thinks that I'm just a beautiful, special little guy that deserves everything, and I put myself first. But at the same time, Eddie Kingston kind of forgets himself, because Eddie Kingston makes sure that Eddie Kingston is the center of just about any piece of controversy that he can get his hands on. So either way, I don't want to talk about Eddie Kingston, though. I mean, I'd rather talk about King of Trios. I'd rather talk about Chikara's influence over the professional wrestling sphere. That's something that I'm kind of fired up about.
Now let me ask you this question. We'll talk to Eddie tomorrow about Snowflake. I'll try to clear this up and step in for you and see if we can cease his bullying. But you have been an in-ring performer now for, it hasn't been very long. Is it a couple of years now? It's been,
believe it or not, it's actually 1 year last week.
1 year.
Ago.
1 year.
1 year.
Now, the impression that I got is that you have been involved in a lot of different things for a while prior to that. Is that correct? You've kind of been around?
Yes. I like to fancy myself as kind of like the smart who crossed over and now pisses everybody off on the inside, as opposed to being like the guy who tweeted a lot or blogged a lot and pissed everybody off on the outside.
So I guess, tell everybody a little bit of the story, because I know, is it true that you're the founder of Squared Circle on Reddit?
Yes, I am.
That's a pretty, that should be high on a resume.
Yeah, you'd think so, but it's funny because, you know, I go and I produce this wonderful 30-minute interview that is completely unscripted, completely, you know, high quality, two-camera shot. It was great. It was something I'm really passionate about, right? And I produce it. I have somebody direct it for me. We write this thing. We print it. We make it. It's great. We post it on Reddit, and I get, like, one upvote, and it was my own upvote. Nobody even cares. So it's kind of one of those things that at this point, I don't even bring it up, because I just sound like it's kind of like a douche if I, you know, harp on the fact that, hey, I started this awesome forum that constantly talks about WWE, who constantly borrow from us anyway.
Who, I mean, how long ago was Squared Circle created on Reddit?
Well, it was 2011, and to be precise, it was after CM Punk's pipe bomb.
Okay.
What happened was, Punk dropped the pipe bomb. I was an avid Redditor at the time, working like a day job, 9-to-5, and I wanted a place to talk about wrestling on Reddit, but the guy who ran reddit.com/r/prowrestling was kind of a jerk, and he blocked a lot of content, he banned a lot of people, just sort of like one of those power-hungry internet moderators.
Hate
so,
guys like that.
Myself, hate him. Myself and another started R Squared Circle, and we kind of founded it on the belief that wrestling stories, wrestling ideas, wrestling thoughts, opinions, it should be just a more democratic process, because sometimes the squeakiest wheel gets the grease, and we just kind of thought it'd be nice if the community were able to vote on things that were good, that were bad, you know, what they approved of and what they didn't. So it's been a while, but you know, now we've got 90,000 subscribers, and the truth is, it's for me, it's sort of like a safety net, because if anybody in wrestling ever tries to pull one over on me, if anyone ever tries to screw me out of something or screw me, you know, force me into something, I've got a platform and a voice, and I think a lot of wrestlers have that now too. It's not just me.
It's funny because it's only been around for a short period of time, but I remember there was somebody who passed away, and I forget who it was, but Dave's story ended up being linked on Reddit, Squared Circle, and we just got this giant explosion of traffic, and we were like, what the heck happened here? Like, why is this story being read by thousands of people? It makes no sense. And it was all because it had been linked up on Squared Circle. So there is it is very influential, obviously, and go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, WWE actually had Reddit's corporate team at SummerSlam last night.
That's what I was going to ask you about. What's going on here with Reddit and with Squared Circle and WWE?
Oh, they're not really talking to Squared Circle. They're talking to Reddit corporate. And what's going on is when Dolphins came out or when Mets fan came out and they were spoiling their shows, like, of course WWE noticed Reddit. When Reddit decided to band together and send Triple H a fruit basket, Triple H noticed Reddit. So, like, these things came out in the past year that caused people that are important at WWE to, you know, they're raising alarms because they're realizing how much traffic they're getting. And also, it's 90,000 concentrated, organically grown subscribers. These are wrestling fans that are of the most diehard form, and they found Reddit, you know, without being paid to go, without paid promotion, I should say. They found Reddit naturally. So, of course, WWE wants to tap into that. But and now they're talking about they want to do exclusive content. They want to do Ask Me Anythings on Reddit, which is cool. That stuff's great. They want to do fundraising for Connor's Cure, which, you know, I don't know. A lot of it to me feels, and I'm a marketing guy. I'm a marketer for a top 25 global brand. WWE's top 50 in a lot of respects, top 100 in other lists. But I know what it means to see a marketing opportunity, and I think that's what Squared Circle has become.
Do you know who Dolphin is?
No, and believe it or not, I've tried to reach out to all of the quote-unquote insiders, and to be honest, the majority of them, I feel like they're either fans who have friends that work for the company, or maybe they're disgruntled low-level employees. They don't strike me as anybody who have been in a ring. They don't strike me as anybody who written scripts or story arcs. They just kind of... all of them sort of fanboy or fangirl out by the time it's over. And what I mean is when I've reached out to them, they've tried to work me just as much as, you know, they work the message boards and work everybody else.
Sure.
So it was a game for them more than anything else.
So did you at one point just decide, how old are you, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 25.
25. So did you just one day go, what the hell, Chikara Wrestle Factory, let's do this?
Oh, it was my dream to wrestle. And it's great because in college, for example, I used to watch guys like Kofi Kingston. And then last night I'm watching SummerSlam and I see Kofi wearing my sneakers and I'm like, holy crap, Kofi Kingston watches me. You know, so I'm like, wow.
That's right, he had those shoes.
Yeah, those golden winged sneakers that, you know, no one in wrestling has ever worn except when I started wearing them in January, or rather last September. But regardless, it's just kind of one of those things that, like, I always and Kofi, believe it or not, from reading his story, he was like a IT or marketing guy, I believe, Fortune 500 type job, and he was sitting at his desk all day and thinking, man, I got to do something, and that's how I feel or felt. I was like, you know, man, I got to give up this awesome salary to struggle as a starving artist, and that's kind of what I'm doing now. I'm much happier.
Was it harder or easier than you expected when you showed up, aside from obviously the bullying by Mr. Kingston, the actual wrestling training? Was it what you expected?
Well, before I ever showed up, I made sure to be in absolute best shape I could get in. I went to train at a gym in Villanova, Pennsylvania, called Summit Sports. Now it's called DIA, Athletic Performance Fitness. And it was one of those places that they had NFL Combine-type guys training. basically WWE Performance Center types now. We're all at this gym training, and I tried to keep up with those guys. I'm a lifelong hockey player, lifelong lacrosse player, but once I started wrestling, or before I started wrestling, I spent 6 months getting into the best shape I could possibly get into. So when I showed up at the Wrestle Factory, a lot of the tumbling, a lot of the holds, a lot of that stuff came easier to me. So I would say that it's not so much easy as it is when you're in shape, it's much easier than if you're not in shape.
So it's true that you are, in fact, Stephen Amell.
You know what? Stephen Amell, he stole my shitty four-pack, man. Talking about, did you see his, he had the gear, he had like the abs just like I do, where you can kind of see like 3.5.
Sure.
But I was told last night that Stephen Amell and Neville looked like Kevin Condren in Troll. I don't know if you're familiar formally with Lithuanian Snow Troll, but there's a photo floating around online of the four of us in comparison, and you're right, it's pretty close.
Yeah, I've seen you and Amell. I have not seen the Troll yet, but I'll search that one out. Now, I don't even know this, but you've been here for a year and a month or whatever it's been. Were you in King of Trios last year, or was it too early in your career to risk this violence?
That's the interesting part. Yeah, that's the interesting part. I wanted to be in King of Trios last year, and I even put together a team, the Greenhorn Militia. Now, it was myself and then Creator Wrestler 2, who the original Creator Wrestler turned out to be Dasher Hatfield. If that's a little Chikara history for you. But Creator Wrestler 2 and then Equinox 3 was the third incarnation of that character. So, you know, with the three of us together, I brought them to the ring to face off against Deucalion. Now, Deucalion was one of our, he was an invader. He was like a giant. He killed our wrestlers. I think he killed up to 12 performers last year.
That's no good. That's a serial killer.
Essentially. He was a sociopath. So I brought my two friends. It was the three of us from the Wrestle Factory. We went out there to fight this dude. And as it turns out, actually, Eddie Kingston is one of the ones who held me by my arm. Eddie Kingston and Jimmy Jacobs held me back while they murdered my partners. And now
you should thank them. Out, if not, you might be dead.
That's true.
Right. And I ran away, right? And everyone called me a coward. I ran away, and they're like, oh, there goes the coward. But you know what? I was smart. I lived to fight another day. And I also lived to spoil Eddie Kingston's title shot in January. I lived to pin Icarus. I've beaten both former Chikara Grand Champions in my first year. Imagine where my feeling is compared to theirs.
So your idea is you're running through this whole King of Trios and just smashing everybody.
Smashing them. Yeah, Battleborn is ready. Kevin Condren presents Battleborn is going to be king.
All right, well, Kevin, stand by. We got to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment to plug where you can see Chikara King of Trios. Back in a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free.
That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We only have a couple moments left on the show, but the Chikara King of Trios weekend, September 4, 5, and 6 at the Funplex in Easton, Pennsylvania. More info on the shows up at ChikaraPro.com if you want to attend live. And Killer Kevin Condren. Probably not an iPay-per-view for these shows, but there will be a way for fans to see it if they're not in Easton, Pennsylvania. How can they do that?
The fans can go to chikaratopia.com. That's our subscription service, and there's actually a code for a free week there right now. So if you use the code SHOCKMASTER, you get a free week at Chikaratopia. That'll be your best bet towards viewing King of Trios in the most timely fashion.
So that is chikaratopia.com, which is the subscription area. SHOCKMASTER is the code to get you a free week at chikaratopia.com, so head up there. And before we go, Kevin, let's plug that Twitter and anything else you'd like to get out there.
You can find me on Twitter at Condren, K-O-N-D-R-O-N. And I'd like to just say that for those of you who don't know the Battleborn, for those of you who don't know me, you're about to witness the future of professional wrestling before your very eyes. And I know a lot of people have said that before. I want everyone to remember that at Chikara King of Trios, you're going to be witnessing someone fresh. I haven't been involved in a season-long tournament. I haven't been involved in any history for anything from the past. I picked my spots this year, and I picked them well. And I especially want to put on notice, every single one of you fly-ins, every single one of you people who don't come to Chikara shows it month to month, the ones who are just showing up for King of Trios, that especially means you, AAA, that especially means you, BWO, that especially means you, Bullet Club. Young Bucks, days are over where I used to pick up you guys from the airport and get your coffee. I want you to remember, when you get in that ring, in a Chikara ring, you're stepping in Killer Kevin Condren's ring.
And we are totally out of time, but Kevin, I want to thank you so much. King of Trios weekend, September 4, 5, 6, Funplex, Eastern PA. More info at ChikaraPro.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, everybody for listening. Music's throwing me off. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.